City planners, project managers, and even community activists were at Kent State's College of Architecture and Environmental Design on Saturday, considering what to do with the 30 acres that will be available once the Interbelt is demolished. The highway was built in pieces over a quarter century, but has never seen the kind of traffic that was predicted. Elizabeth Vild was there. She's CEO of the Big Love Network, where she helps Akron neighborhoods create common public spaces. She says the highway effectively segregated the city when construction began in 1962, and that should be a consideration for any future plans.
Personally, I think that there needs to be a Black business accelerator. And, you know, I don't want to talk about all these things and be really negative about it. I want to say that it's an opportunity for us to not be as racist as our history is.
Vild says future meetings like the one over the weekend need to start including people from the neighborhoods near the Interbelt, and organizers say they plan to do just that in the coming months. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.